Blog Talk Radio.
Is that Jake Buss?
Them haters better beware. With us you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one, and that boy Del Sean. Upside down W-A to the Y-S. We the best, yeah we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like you can see the nation from the spot in which we fit. Boys crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local online radio. Independent everything.
You are on Sports for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am Franz, the Hybrid One, Mother Music Records, all things Franz.com radio, Vivo Plus Plus, and a whole bunch of other things, as my lovely would normally say. And that beautiful creature right there in that high-rise chair with the big mic in front of her, that is Nakia Kuala. She is also known as the Hybrid Queen, the owner of In Motion Events, certified wedding planner, the executive A&R for Metal to Music Records and Metal to Music Entertainment Management. She also owns Shoes In Motion. Shoes In Motion, where every woman puts one foot. I ain't even going to try it. Anyway, what's up, sweetie?
Hey.
That would be you. That would be you. Yeah, hey. And we have a very, 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 very special guest, man. You know, I was just reading over your bio, man. And you, Mr. Jones, you've been through a lot, bro. I just got to say right off the bat.
Absolutely.
With your father.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your father being incarcerated with your consecutive life sentences and the death of your mother. You've been through a lot. You should have a whole bunch to talk about. And I got a chance to listen to a little bit of your music last night after I got off the air, and we got a lot to talk about. Yeah, give us a quick synopsis of what it is that you've that has brought you, you know, to where you are today. I mean, give the people the highlights, from birth to now, in your own words.
Okay, from birth to now, man. Wow. Birth, I was initially born in Petersburg, Virginia, on the living room floor of my aunt's home, pushed out, literally, no pun intended. And from there, man, actually, you know, mom, she was only like 15 years old, so, you know, it wasn't one minute resources that, I mean, to begin with. But from there, you know, relocated to Atlanta, Georgia to live with my grandparents. And, you know, a year after that, mom passed. Alleged drug overdose. Father incarcerated. Pretty much my whole life, man. And I actually just reunited with him, though. We actually just reunited a couple years ago, back in 2013, after about 26 years or so. So,
damn.
You know, as you can imagine, you know, the trials and tribulations that came with the lack of guidance and, you know, the lack of insight, I was able to experience a lot of things firsthand. But, you know, I made it through all that adversity, man, and, you know, just really trying to go forward and leave a legacy for my own kids, you know.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I got four total, man.
Okay.
One girl and three boys.
Okay, and before I get into to too much here, because I want to let Nakia kind of color this thing, JC the Sensation, why that name?
JC the Sensation, man. Actually, honestly, a good friend of mine, man, we actually don't speak often anymore. You know, but that's a whole other story. We were just, my name is actually, it was Jeremy Cheatham. It was Cheatham initially, but that was my maternal grandparents' name. But after I reunited with Dad a couple years ago, you know, I felt it only right for me to change my name, not only my name, but I changed my children's last name also. you know, just to carry really? On that Jones legacy.
Okay, and so your dad's out now?
Nah, man, he's still incarcerated, man. You know, we praying for better days with that, but you know, yeah, he doing a little bit of time.
Okay, I thought we had some good news. I thought maybe his sentences had got commuted or something. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the mic over to Nakia so she can color this thing up and kind of get into a little more depth into JC the Sensation. Go ahead, Nakia.
Take us back to the moment that you, quote-unquote, found yourself on that quest for self-discovery.
I think it was probably about 2004, maybe. You know, I am married at the moment, but in 2004 I wasn't married, and I was doing pretty much everything imaginable. You know, being a Southwest singer guy, and you know, just. Everything I was involved in, man, nothing really seemed right. I wasn't really fulfilled with what I was, you know, engaging in at that particular time. And, you know, I've always been a spiritual guy. You know, I've always been a spiritual guy. So, you know, just some soul searching, man, and, you know, just listening and following my heart as far as what step I should take at that point. And, you know, got engaged, got married, and hey, everything been rocking and rolling ever since.
Prior to that self-discovery, how hard was it for you to fill the void of not having parents in your life?
Wow. It was tough. You know, it was truly tough. I mean, from feeling like I didn't belong, you know, feeling like a black sheep of the family somewhere. And, you know, questions as you can imagine, not having your mother or your father. You know, you hear different little stories, but, you know, nothing was concrete enough to, I guess, settle me as far as, you know, just wanting to know exactly where I came from and, you know, essentially who I was, really. So, you know, I just went with what I felt was right. It wasn't always right, but, you know.
Your bio states that during those times in your life, the only viable outlet that you had was music. How did music get you through what most would consider simple day-to-day tasks? How did music get you through?
Oh, man, just feeling like I connected with the story that was being portrayed in the music. And, you know, a lot of the music that I listened to at that particular time just soothed my soul, so to speak. You know, I was able to actually just go into, you know, go into who I was, I think. I was able to relate to it, and it was able to, you know, just settle me.
Can you mention that genres like gangster rap and R&B became sort of like your surrogate parents?
Absolutely.
Is this the foundation? Was this the foundation of your desire to become an artist?
I think so. I mean, from my perspective, you know, when I talk to my dad now, he, you know, he has a affinity for music also, and he also told me that my mom did too. So, you know, I guess I got it across the board as far as, you know, the love for music. With him just expressing to me how much they loved music and how much they were able to connect through the music. I guess I ain't really have a choice, but yeah, you know, when I definitely started listening to music and it started getting to me and penetrating my ear, it was definitely an outlet for me.
Okay, having such a tumultuous childhood such as yours, do you now use your music to help others overcome these real life situations that people go through and that they experience and that you have experienced? Do you use your past to help others overcome through your music?
I think so. I'm big on just triumphing over adversity. So I think you definitely hear it in my music. And that's pretty much what I feel in my heart to do. You know, enlighten, educate, and then entertain. Because it's rough out here. It's definitely rough. So I think my music definitely speaks to people that don't necessarily get touched by the popular music that's in circulation today. Because don't too many people talk about adversity in the sense of just being real about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how much you got and what you got and that sort of thing.
What would you say set you apart from other independent artists that are out there today?
I didn't hear you. What you said?
What would you say sets you apart from other independent artists that are out there today?
I think just my willingness to tell the truth and be honest. I don't try to sugarcoat who I am and what I've been through, or try to spruce it up to make it something it's not. I pretty much just tell it how it is from my perspective. And I think that's kind of rare these days.
Yeah, because everyone seems to have a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're an actor as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I dabble in acting a tad bit.
Do you intertwine that in your music, your acting skills? Do you see it being portrayed in your music?
Do I see what being portrayed in my music?
Your acting. Do you intertwine it? She was asking, do you intertwine your acting with your music in some way, form, or fashion?
No, not exactly. I don't think I have to this point. I think going forward I will. But to this point, I pretty much just keep it as two separate entities. But they are kind of, correlated. So I think going forward I will incorporate the two and intertwine the two.
Okay, in this music industry, who are your influences?
Hello?
JC?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you not hear her?
I can't hear her at all.
Who are your influences in the music industry?
Who are my current influences?
Yes.
That's tough. I like Wale. Wale, he's pretty dope. He definitely one of those lyricists that I can admire. It ain't many. I still respect, the legends like T.I. and Andre 3000, those sort of guys. I really still listen to, a lot of the old guys, though, such as, the greats Pop, a little bit of Reasonable Doubt, a little bit of Biggie and I listen to a few guys, not many though. That boy Kendrick, I like Kendrick. Kendrick's pretty straight too.
Yeah. And my last and final question. On a daily basis, what would you say the motivating force is that continues to fuel your passion for this music industry?
What continues to fuel my passion? Just the need for the younger generation, man, to know that there's more to life than just what they're hearing on the radio and, you know, what they're seeing on TV. There's more to life than that. More to life than that. And I think I use that. I use that as my fuel. You know, just needing to, you know, at least pierce the ear of, you know, a couple of individuals and let them know, man, it gets better. It gets better. Don't settle for just, you know, the nonsense. Because it's a lot of nonsense being portrayed right now, and it's kind of hard to cut through. But I think I use that for my fuel, just, you know, needing to motivate those who aren't so motivated.
Awesome.
Okay, to time in.
I thank you for joining us on Independent Everything today. And Franz, I'm turning it back over to you now.
Okay, to chime in with the final question that she asked you, and then I want to go back because we jumped right in here, assuming that everybody had the chance to read, you know, your promotional bio, and I want to go back and bring everybody up to par in regards to that. But you said at one point, he asked what fuels your fire now, and you said at one point you basically had fallen off and wasn't motivated to make music.
Right.
And in saying that, you said that, you know, the thing that does fuel your fire is to bring the real, to keep it 100, so that, you know, that those that are listening out there realize that this is the truth, and this is radio, or this is mainstream, and this is the truth, and this is what you're hearing from the mainstream artists, as opposed to. Let's talk about the fact that you at one point, I got disenfranchised with making music, with recording songs and stuff. Tell me about not only what sent you there, but what has caused you to want to come out of that particular funk, if you would.
Okay. Sent me to that particular point? I don't know, man. Hearing the oversaturation of nonsense on the radio and, you know, just basically what I was hearing, man. And I don't know, I guess just grew detached from the feeling of, like, man, you know, I don't know, if this is what I have to do to appeal to the masses or get people to listen, then nah, I'd rather not, you know.
Yeah.
But what made me want to come up out of that is that, you know, it's still people like me that, you know, want to hear good music. Not to say that that's bad music, but, you know, I mean, it has its purpose. You know, it's just people that still look for a message in music, man. And I think that music is definitely used to enlighten and, you know, motivate and inspire people. So that's pretty much what brought me up out of that, just, you know, Getting out of my own feelings, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to add a footnote here to what you're saying. I want to bring attention to the fact that I personally believe that all music is divinely inspired. And one of the things you got to always remember is that Lucifer was a divine being at one time. And so when I say that, I understand that divinity may not be, you know, always on the positive, but all music is divinely inspired. And so, you know, the difference between those, I believe that excel and those who's making good music, maybe even good message music, but yet you never get it heard, is sometimes has to do with being in the right place at the right time. And it has to do with the fact that all music is divinely inspired. And it just depends on which divinity, you know, you're leaning on as to where your music is allowed to be, you know, be displayed to the masses. And one of the things I always say, and that I want to say to you, JC, is never, ever give up. You have purpose in this music. God didn't give you your gift that you have that, you know, that you should put it on the table and not let it shine. So never, ever give up. And don't let what you see happening with the mass appeal and everything deter you, because the thing is that one person that you might reach with your music might be the one person, because you reached them, that might change the world. Don't ever forget that. Sometimes what we do is not about us. See, it's about the purpose that is put in us, that we might reach another again that might change the world. You got to always remember that when it comes to this music thing. It is so much bigger than us, so very much bigger than us. And so with that in mind, never, ever give up. But again, I wanted to go back to touch bases on, JC, the Sensation himself, a.k.a. Jeremy Jones. Again, we jumped right into this thing, and assuming that those that were listening had read, your promotional bio or whatever. And I just want to touch bases real quick on your bio for those that may not have had the chance to read it, or whether they maybe listen via Stitcher or iTunes or whatever and not have the actual bio up. One of the things I want to read here for the audience is the fact that Jeremy Jones is one of two children born into chaos and less fortunate, poverty-stricken circumstances. He was submerged into a life of adversity and hardship. Often he and his older sister were left unattended for days at a time, lacking the essential elements of survival and nourishment. Although his roots are tracked back to Petersburg, Virginia, where his mother pushed him into to this world, as you mentioned earlier, on the floor of his aunt's home. Shortly thereafter, they relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, resided with his maternal grandparents. In 1986, a year after arriving, his mother was found deceased in the West End District from an apparent drug overdose. With losing his mother to death and his father serving consecutive life sentences, he was left to discover his own identity and sift through life's tumultuous journey on a quest for self-discovery. So with that history in mind, and that's the reason I said he had a lot to talk about, because of his past and lack thereof of the upbringing from parents. Not that his grandparents probably didn't do a fantastic job, and I believe they did. Who wrote this promotional bio?
Actually one of my uncles, man.
Okay. Go ahead. No, I said go ahead. You were gonna say one of your what uncles?
Oh yeah, one of my mother's brothers.
Okay, they did a admirable job. I like the way it flows. I like the articulation in it. I was wondering who wrote it, but anyway, I know you got people you want to give accolades or shout outs to. I also want you to articulate very clearly to our family, friends, and fans how they can connect with Jeremy Jones, aka JC the Sensation, as you decide to come back into this game we call music and make a name for yourself and do what it is that you would purpose to do. Please, if you would, allow the audience the opportunity to connect with you, not only the family, friends, and fans, but those business entities that may, want to connect with you for a number of purposes, including licensing or to put you in events or whatever. Make sure that you let them know how it is they can connect with you right here while you have the mic. Go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. First and foremost, you can reach me on Reverb Nation, JC, DA Sensation, and also on Facebook, Jeremy Jones Facebook. You can look me up, Jeremy Jones Facebook. As far as shout outs, I want to shout out one of the producers I've been working with, Sean Knotty, Jump Stupid. Another one is Rio, the Super Producer. Pretty dope guys, man. They definitely in tune with their craft. And, just the wife and the kids, man. Just the wife and the kids.
But let's talk to them by name. Wife?
Okay. Wifey, Nika Jones. I got my oldest daughter, Leah. I got an eight.
Shout out.
Okay. Yeah, I got Deuce, I got Jace, I got Josiah, man. Sci-Fi Jones.
Shout out.
So
Shout out to the kids. What about the grandparents?
Well, they're both deceased now, man. They're both deceased. My brother passed, and yeah, they're both deceased. So it's pretty much just me and the fam, man. Me and the wife and the kids, man. That's
well,
pretty much what
that's
I do
right.
This for.
They still hear you, JC. Give them a shout out.
Oh yeah, Eva May, you know, RIP forever that, and James Henry, man. You know, they had a lot to do with my upbringing. Mom, you know, Stephanie, love you to death. And you know, I know y'all looking down, man. I know they looking down, so I'm just keep doing it for them, man.
Real talk. And your sister, your older sister, what's her name?
Candace, yeah.
Shout out to Candace.
Shout out to Candace, man. She was an inspiration in my life coming up, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. And everybody that rock with me. JC the Sensation.
So, you're in Atlanta right now?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, man. Southside, College Park.
Okay, we're working with Gigi real strong on the new movie that
okay.
she's just finished filming, and she's editing. I'm doing the soundtrack as we speak. Working on the soundtrack. Shout out to Gigi Evans, G-Wiz Productions, Miss Artist Law herself. Shout out. She's a very, very, very dear friend of both mine and Nakia. As a matter of fact, Nakia co-hosts a show with her on Saturday called Sexy Saturdays on the Artist Loft. You guys be sure to tune in to that. That is, I think it's 4 my time, 6 o'clock Eastern time every Saturday on the Blog Talk Radio Network, this network right here. Be sure to tune in to that. We have spent some time getting to know JC the Sensation, aka Jeremy Jones. We again want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to don us with your presence for our family, friends, and fans, and to allow us to get to know you. Yeah, look for JC's music to be in rotation on allthingsfranz.com radio, which airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. You guys be sure to tune in to that. You can always go back to the show and catch the archive shows. It is also co-hosted on Thursday by the Hybrid Queen, Ms. Nakia Qualis. Be sure to tune into that. And on Tuesdays, the first hour, we do the Mixcloud episodes. So be sure to tune into that. Psycho TV airs. What time Psycho TV aired, Nakia, on Sundays?
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
7 o'clock Central. Be sure to check out Psycho TV, hosted, presented, and produced by the one, the only voice, the true go-getter of Psycho Music. And matter of fact, go get her Chronicles of a Hippie that is out now. It's on iTunes, available for you. And also Walk in My Shoes by Young Fallen Angel, the host, presenter, producer of CME TV that airs on Friday, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, right on the Ustream Network. Both of those are on the Ustream Network. Be sure and check them out. And go get their very latest product, Walk in My Shoes, from Young Fallen Angel. Look for his Hybrid Angel project coming this summer. Chronicles of a Hippie, just released from Voice of True Go-Getter. Look for her May project that will be debuting on allthingsfranz.com radio sometime this week. Be sure to tune in for that, and we'll let you know when, where, and how. Thank you, and again, for all of the new followers that I have via Twitter, also Mixcloud, and also on Facebook. Thank you so much, and for following the Melody Music Records on Instagram. Thank you so much for all the new followers. Nakia, closing words.
I'm good.
Yeah. I kind of figured that. Okay, so until the next episode of Independent Everything, you guys do it independent, do it like everything, and thank you again for joining us with our live broadcast with Mr. JC the Sensation, a.k.a. Jeremy Jones, right out of Atlanta, Georgia. To the next episode, you guys, love, peace. Can I get some hair grease from somebody? Maybe? Body oil? Something? Anyway, we'll holla. We'll catch you guys on the next episode of Independent Everything. Until then, we'll holla.